Question is, you talked about the destructiveness of neoliberal ideas for political movements in a recent interview. What's the destructive essence of neoliberalism, and how did it come into play, especially concerning environmental groups? Well, a definition of neoliberalism would be a political approach that favors free market capitalism, deregulation, and reduction in government spending. That's one definition. So with that definition, part of the problem is that what is, and specifically regards environmentalism, what is GNP or GDP, either way, gross national product or gross domestic product? GNP is a measure of how quickly the planet is converted from the living to the dead. That's what the economy does. It converts living forests into 2x4s. 15 years ago, I was sharing the stage with Ward Churchill somewhere, and beforehand, he and I were chatting, and I was saying, man, I just can't believe how stupid the Germans were in World War II to keep such meticulous records of their atrocities. I mean, as they're committing the Holocaust, they are writing down, you know, all the gold they pulled from teeth and all the, they're just, I mean, as well as being horrific, it's also really stupid because if you lose, here are ledgers of the atrocities you committed. How could they be so stupid to keep those records? And he just looked at me and he said, Derek, what do you think GNP is? It is a ledger of the atrocities. And he's exactly right that, again, a living forest does not put money in your bank. You cut down the trees, you sell them, you mill them, you sell them. That puts money in your bank. Salmon in the stream does not put money in your bank. So the idea that capitalism can, which again is based on converting all of these wild communities into cash, the idea that that could ever save the planet is just laughable. So that's one definition of neoliberal, and a sort of more pernicious or more another something that's happened. I was talking with Gail Dines back 10, 11 years ago, and we were talking about the effects of neoliberalism on how it destroys every social movement it touches. And we were at the time going to do a book on it, but we never did. What we were really talking about was the emphasis on individualism and how, you know, for example, Margaret Thatcher said there is no such thing as a community. There are only individuals. And if you perceive yourself as only an atomized individual, it grossly reduces your means of effective resistance. And it also perverts or subverts your attempts to change society because you have to focus on the individual, which is one of the reasons we've ended up with this completely insane SJW world, where if I can't actually make changes in actual society, well, by gum, I can insist on personal pronouns. And I can change my pronouns and I can make it so nobody ever gets to watch this movie again. I can go for personal purity as one of the problems with that emphasis on individualism is that when you sort of step away from the larger scale transmutation of society and you presume that, see, this is one of the differences between liberals and radicals, is that radicals fundamentally believe that society has to change its foundations, and how you change society is by changing the institutions, changing the larger social rewards. And liberals generally believe that the way we change is by example, by changing oneself, and then other people will change themselves, and you will change other people by example. And honestly, it's actually kind of funny I probably in the last 20 years received 5,000 pieces of hate mail, and maybe 100, 200, 300, maybe 400 of those have been from right wingers who say, you know, I hate you because you love salmon more than electricity. The overwhelming majority of those have been from basically liberals or neoliberals, by which I mean anti-car activists because I drive a car, vegans because I eat meat, various people attacking me for personal purity. And that's what you're reduced to if you don't believe in changing in organized political resistance that changes the very core of society. You're reduced to, oh, I had a guy, I talked one time about, at a talk in somewhere in Washington, I did this 2-hour talk about how civilization is inherently functionally destructive by its very functioning. I guess that's what functional means. And afterwards he came up to me and he said, do you have a bank account? And I said, yeah, why? He said, because if you have a bank account, I can dismiss everything you just said. And so it's like, wait a second. They force us into the wage economy through setting up society so you have to be in the wage economy. And now, because I participate in the cash economy, then suddenly I'm impure. You can dismiss everything I say. I mean, I get this all the time. Because you write on a computer, therefore I can dismiss everything you say. This is sort of the end point of the neoliberal and liberal perspective, is that personal purity is far more important than results in the real world. And I actually completely disagree with that. No surprise. And I don't think that salmon care whether the people who take out dams are pure or not. What they want is for the dams to be gone. All I care about is that there are more wild salmon every year than the year before, that there are more migratory songbirds every year than the year before, there are more fish in the oceans every year than the year before, and I don't care how we get there.